Welcome back. Last summer, the Biden administration launched an anti-poverty initiative as part of its American Rescue Plan. Our next guest says those expanded child tax credits of up to $300 per child for a period of 6 months were instrumental in the lives of her nonprofit's members. Joining us to discuss is Radha Seshagiri. Thank you so much, from the Save Her Life Director of Public Policy and Systems Change. Radha, thanks for being here today. So you conducted a study that lasted 6 months, and you say the results show that these payments weren't a luxury, but more of a lifeline. 92% say the money made a difference. 59% said it made a huge difference. So what sort of financial stability do they offer, particularly as costs are going up for everything?
Thank you for asking, and thank you for having me on today. Here at Save Her Life, we work with 600,000 people all across the country to help them in their journeys to build financial stability for themselves and their families. So we monitor the impacts of the child tax credit very closely. We expect that almost 80% of our members use and benefit from the child tax credit to build that base of financial stability by saving and by meeting basic needs. And when we conducted the study across the last 6 months of child tax credit payments, we found that 61% of families were using the child tax credit payments for basic needs. This is keeping food on the table, keeping the lights on, keeping roof over their heads. And that was in July. And by December, that number had started to creep up. In December, we saw that number went up to 74%. So this is really helping families stay afloat. And we're also noticing that the child tax credit payments are keeping savings balance is stable so that families have that cushion in case that emergency comes up, which is always around the corner for any of us.
And then, Radha, what are some of the other things that the money was used for? I know utility bills is a big issue for some families.
That's exactly right. We saw that folks who just received the child tax credit payments were able to pay their utility bills in full. And with the rising cost of heating, getting ready for the winter, people were able to literally heat their homes and keep the lights on. And so this signals to us that families are able to provide for their children, provide for their families. And the child tax credit is really helping to give that strong start, strong foundation to all families. And I have to tell you, I'm a parent myself. I saw my electric bills and my gas bills these last few months, and I have to tell you, it gave me a lot of peace of mind to know that I could provide a comfortable home for my kids and my family.
And then I wanted to ask you, you know, you touched on it, but how vital are these CDC payments to really help shoring up, you know, the accounts for some of these families, and not just being able to have a little bit money in the bank, but actually building up a savings that will help them in the future?
Thank you for asking that question. It's something we think about every day here at Save Her Life. We know that even before the pandemic, 40% of families across the country did not have $400 for a flat tire, for a child's broken arm, or any other unexpected expense. So we look at savings really carefully. We think about it really deeply, and we were monitoring how the child tax credit would make an impact on families, if it would help build that nest egg and build for the future. One of the members that we work with, she lives in Las Vegas. She told me with her child tax credit payment, she puts in $100 every month into her daughter's bank account. Her daughter is about a year and a half old. And when her daughter grows up, she wants her daughter to have the opportunities to take that extra class, to sign up for tutoring, to go to college, or whatever her dreams that her daughter may have. And we see how the child tax credit is essential to helping families build that base of financial security and wealth for generations to come.
And then really quickly want to just touch on, you know, it's tax time. What does that look like for families this year as those credits have now ended? How do they sort of look to tax season and try and build wealth from that?
Yeah, thank you for asking. It's normally a time when one would receive a tax refund and can put money away towards savings, to revisit finances, to re-examine debt. This year, it's a lot more complicated. The cost of basic needs has gone up. People are driving to work and the cost of gas has gone up. So while many are trying to put away and re-examine their finances at tax time, we know that it's more complicated this year with the child tax credit payments ending.
Okay, many people would like to see that credit become a permanent feature. All right, we will have to leave it there. Thank you so much, Radha Seshagiri, Saver Life Director of Public Policy and Systems Change. Thanks for your time and your perspective today.